Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Today we will be continuing with our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom answers these questions.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Dr. Bloom, I'm struggling with a personal resentment and turmoil in my heart, and this is damaging my closeness with the Lord. I feel disturbed by this spirit. I don't like it at all. I find myself actually wrestling with it, and not very successfully. I'm surprised and warned. Please pray that I will break through this attack. Only Jesus can remove this and sort things out. Thank you for listening and keep me in your prayers.
Okay, now this listener is struggling with some resentment they have in their heart towards someone, and they're realizing now it's really affecting their walk with God. And they feel disturbed about it. They don't like it. But yet, instead of just forsaking it, they wrestle with it, and they seem to lose. And they say, you know, I really want to have a breakthrough on this. I really want to be able to have victory. And they ask us to keep them in their prayers on this. So I don't know the source behind everything here that they've mentioned on this. So I really don't know what it is that's causing the struggle with resentment. But I do know two important things about it. First, if just thinking of someone, hearing someone say something good about someone, or for that someone to be in your presence, if that someone in any of those scenarios ruins your good mood, your day, just by the mention of their name or their presence, or being mentioned in a good light, then you have become that person's, that someone's servant. You have given them power over you. And the main thing to do is decide that only the Lord is your master. Secondly, we often speak of forgiveness. Now, let me say this. Forgiveness must be in our heart, ready to be given to the offender if they repent. Now, if they do not repent, you cannot restore them to fellowship. But at least it is in your heart if they do repent. We do not extend the forgiveness unless that person comes to us and asks for it. However, if they do, and it's already in our heart, it will be easy to give it because it's already there. In a sense, we've already forgiven them. We just couldn't extend it until they came. And isn't that the way it is with Jesus? Him that comes to me, I'll in no wise cast. He wants to forgive. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Well, people do end up getting angry and they don't extend that thing. But then other people believe you extend forgiveness when the person really hasn't repented. Well, the Lord doesn't save us if we don't repent and believe. So you don't restore somebody that's wronged you until they're willing to repent. Now, on the other hand, you don't go around with anger and bitterness towards them if they don't repent, but you have broken fellowship. Now, if the person is damaging your closeness to the Lord, you have given them a place that occupies more importance than the Lord in your life, because it's interfering with your relationship with God. However badly people treat us, we should never allow it to take the place of the joy God wants us to have. You remember John 16:33? These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, I hope this is a help. I know it's much, much more easy for me to say this than it is for the person I say it to do. However, the 121st Psalm states it this way: I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord, again, listen to that, the Lord. You notice how much the Lord is said in there? The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now, those verses show you must look to the Lord. He gives strength and he gives grace in your heart. And that's something that this preacher cannot give you. And let me just say that. Yeah, preachers are the under-shepherds of the flock, so to speak, but realize we don't take the place of God. We don't take the place of the Bible. We don't take the place of your relationship with the Lord. When you have problems, your first thing to do is to seek God with all your heart, ask Him to open to you your word. Learn to get your answers from God. Learn to develop a relationship that's strong so you can get your answers from Him. Sometimes it is good to come to the pastor, and he may have some verses that God brings to his mind that will help in that, that if you'll do it, you'll find that you do have his help. But understand, obedience is a very important thing when God tells us something that we obey. Now, man is depicted in the Bible as having plunged himself into a state of depravity and alienation from God because of sin. So, man is portrayed as being in rebellion against God and out of fellowship with God. And therefore, he's out of harmony with himself and with society. He's under the divine wrath of Almighty God. Man is utterly and totally unable to conform himself to God's divine standard, to God's society of righteousness. He is in such a hopeless predicament that no amount of education, no amount of culture, no amount of morality can bring back into favor this man with God. God alone must bring the man back into fellowship with himself. And this is what we call reconciliation. God alone is the reconciler, and man is always the one being reconciled. Now, the word means to change thoroughly. It is a change of relationship between God and man based on the changed status of man through the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ for man. Man standing before God is changed from a state of hostility to one of harmony as he surrenders his heart and soul to Christ. from a condition of guilt to one of grace, fully pardoned, from a position of estrangement to one of enjoyment. And God remains righteous through all of this, but his attitude towards the sinner is changed because of the reconciling work of Jesus Christ on the cross. As a Christian, we are ambassadors for the Lord. As Paul, we think of Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And so when we tell people the truth, they'll get angry with us. They will not like us. And you know what? They may reject the love you have as they did the love of Christ in his day. We need to understand is that you're fighting a spiritual battle, and you don't fight it with carnal weaponry. Do not allow the devil to defeat you in spirit with the reactions of man and with the things they do to you, whether they hate you or despitefully use you and persecute you. No matter what it is, you stand true to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, he says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And some people, that's exactly what happens with them. Well, let's go on to our next question. And boy, I believe this next one is going to be from out of the country, so this ought to be a good one. Here's a question from Australia, and we turn it over to our announcer.
This email is from Australia. I was saddened by Andy's hatred of Calvinists. While not looking to enter into a theological debate, I have to question how a believer can feel this way about other Christians.
Okay. This is a funny one to me. And then you say, why'd you put that one in there? Because this guy asked why I hated Calvinists. And so I wanted to answer that. You say, well, wow, you know what? Why would somebody write that? Listen, this was really nice, some of the letters I've received and some of the names I've been called and things of that nature. Some of the accusations, I've even shared it with some people just to have a good laugh at some of the things they say about us is to attack us, our person. And sometimes they will attack your person because they don't have a biblical foot to stand on. And so instead of hitting you with a word and trying to tell you where you're wrong, they'll have names. But this one wasn't bad, but this is one from Australia. So I thought I would share it with you. And it says, I was saddened by Andy's hatred of Calvinists. And while not looking to enter a theological debate, I have to question how a believer can feel this way about other Christians.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.